This is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. With your daily devotion for what? November the 19th. Hey, guys, Thanksgiving's coming up here in a few days. Is that not totally awesome? Guys, I don't know of anyone that likes to give more thanks to the Lord than you. And you're like, well, I thought you were going to say than me. I do give thanks to the Lord every time I eat and for all the things He blesses me with, but I know you're doing the same thing. And guys, we have so much to be thankful for. Every day, give God the glory, the honor. Tell Him thank you for the big things and for the small things. We have no problem telling God thanks for houses and cars, but when I get a meal sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to forget Him in every single thing that He does for me. Hey, today we're going to be again in 2 Kings. I moved the camera. Sorry about that, Trey. Sorry about that, people in the man cave. Hey, today we're going to be in 2 Kings. Okay, again, chapter 4, we're looking at a story about Elisha. Okay, and during this time, we're going to be in verse 42. There's a famine going on, meaning this. People don't feel they have what they need. Have you ever felt like that before? That you feel, Lord, I don't have what I need. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's food or the money to pay expenses or something's going on in your life and you just feel lack. I mean, you're kind of scrambling. And you know, what do we go into? We sometimes go into self-preservation mode. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, we're going to get it done. You know what I'm saying? But I want to look at a story with Elisha, okay? And it is a real story. And before Jesus ever fed the 5,000, Elisha is feeding a group of prophets who are starving, okay? And they're saying, how? Okay, and yeah, yesterday we talked about the stew and the gourds, you know what I'm saying, and eating the poison, but this is weeks later. When was the last time you ate? Look at, when was the last time you ate? And you're going to be like, I ate 1 hour ago. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I went to work yesterday. And they ordered too many pizzas by about 25. And so all these pizzas are sitting there. Nobody wants them. Everyone's leaving. Guess what I do? Man, I bring pizzas home, baby. And it wasn't that cheap pizza. It was gourmet pizza. Real thin crust, extra cheese, sausage, bacon, pineapple, pepperoni. Oh! You're like, what'd you do with it? Do you need to ask? I thought you knew me better than that. Hey, again, we're going to be in 2 Kings chapter 4, starting in verse 42. Okay, and so here's what happens in verse 42. A guy, okay, who wants to serve, okay, the prophets, who wants to serve God, ends up coming to Elisha and the prophets, because here's the thing, this guy understands what's going on. There's no food out there, okay? And we know this is a Bible college, okay? Elisha's Bible college is basically what it is. And so this guy shows up with 20 loaves of barley bread baked from the first ripe grain along with some herbs and some new grain. If you're starving, would this not be totally awesome? Have you ever had someone, you're kind of hungry and you looked in the cabinets, and how many of us in the middle of the night looked in the fridge, closed the fridge, walked out of the kitchen, come back 5 minutes later, look in the fridge, you know, what's happening every time we leave the room? And nothing is happening in the fridge, but here's the thing, we're getting more desperate. That's what's happening. Every time we walk into the living room, we sit down, we watch TV, the next commercial comes on, we go back, nothing's changed in the fridge, nothing's changed in the cabinets, but our desperation of what we are willing to eat. And there's not much there or we would have got it out. There's no ice cream, there's no pies, there's no sugary snacks, there's no leftover pizza wings. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all that stuff's gone. So this guy, they're hungry. Okay, so you can relate. We've all been in a place where we've been hungry, okay? Weeks have gone by, okay, and now they're starving, okay? And God moves the heart of one man. Friends, that's oftentimes how God works, isn't it? Look at. I've noticed in my life, God moves the heart of one person, oftentimes who I do not even know, to meet a need in my life. Okay? Just one man. And so when God puts that on you, and this is free, and I want you to do this, when God puts that burden on you or gives you, okay, insight that you're to help someone, do it. Okay? Because you are the hands and feet of Almighty God. You with me? Look, are you with me? Listen to God. He's going to bless you. God will never be indebted to anyone. So this guy shows up, and I think this is a great, okay, and he has fresh baked bread, ripened grain, okay, along with herbs and grain, and he lays it all before Elisha. And you know what I'm saying? What does Elisha say? Does he say, you know, we're going to have to pray over this bread? No, he gives thanks really quickly, and he tells one of the prophets, spread it out for all of them. I know they're hungry. But the prophet, he comes back at Elisha. Watch this very carefully. No, did you hear them? They're starving, and this prophet's going to come back at Elisha. And here's what he says. Elisha says, give it to the people to eat. How can I set before 100+ men, said the servant, meaning this. The servant is arguing it's not enough food. You see what I'm saying? Again, the person who's being discipled, who's being taught, is looking with carnal eyes. He's looking with fleshly eyes. He's looking at what's set before him, and he's like, Elisha, you don't understand. There's a lot of men here. We're starving to death. What is this among so many men? That's what his point is, okay? Have we all done that? Have we? We have a need. Let's use finances. We have a need. We need $150 to pay something, okay? And we get a check for $50. And we think, what is $50 when I owe $150? You don't see the principle. You see what I'm saying? And you're like, what's the principle? You don't have $50. Why not? Because you didn't tithe yet. You see what I'm saying? It's all God's. What are you to do? You're to give thanks for the $50. Aren't you grateful for the $50? Yes, I'm grateful for the $50. Tithe on it. What's the first thing we oftentimes think of? Well, I only have $50. There's no way I can tithe because that means I need even more. You didn't have anything before God moved his heart to give you $50. So what do I do with the $50? I tithe on the $50. What else do? I praise him for that money. And then I present that money to God. Do you understand? I say, Lord, you gave me this and I'm so thankful. I've tithed on it. I've given you glory. I still have a need here, but I want to thank you. You met this need over here. What if the remaining $45 was for nothing more than that you to take your family out after he met the need of the $150, but he was looking at your response? See, God's always looking at a response because it's kind of like a test. It's going to show what's on the inward part of our heart. Why are we looking at this $50 like God doesn't know I have a $150 bill? That's oftentimes, we're oftentimes treating God like he's stupid. God's not stupid. What if this is your dinner tonight, okay, and he wants you to tithe on it, and he wants you to tip, okay, the waitress, okay, but he also is going to meet this need over here, but he has to make sure that you can handle this before he gives you more. Are you with me? I've noticed in my life that so many people, they look at the 50, they think, I can't tithe, because they think, I still need $100. You don't need anything. You belong to God? Well, let me ask you, do you belong to God? The answer, yeah, I belong to God, man. Do you really? That's his problem. He's given you $50. He wants you to be obedient to his word. You tithe it, thank him for it, hold on to it. He'll direct your steps, what you're to do with that, okay? He knows you have the bill. Do you understand? He knows everything. Why is he going to give you 50 and have you try to scrounge up the other 100? Do you think that makes sense to God? No. He's seeing what you're going to do. Are you going to trust him? Or are you going to think, doggone it, I still need $100. You know what I'm saying? Or are you going to steal from God? That's what Micah says. Will you steal from God? And so this prophet comes up, and instead of being grateful and thankful that, here's the thing, even if he used with carnal eyes, I can get a little bit more than I had yesterday in my tummy. Okay? I'd rather have a little bit of something than nothing at all. But Elisha says something. Elisha comes over the top. And I like that, okay? Because he's teaching them, okay? This isn't so much a pass-fail test for this young prophet as see what God's going to do and learn from it, partner. Guys, look it. So the guy comes to Elisha, and Elijah says this, okay? For this is what the Lord says. Now remember, when the Lord speaks, not one word of anything God speaks will ever fall void. It all comes true. He doesn't apologize. He doesn't lie. Every word is logos. It's living, okay? So Elisha premises it in a way that's going to make sense to the prophet. Not what Elisha says. Elisha's going a step above. He's going to the big boss, okay? Not what I say. This is what the Lord says, okay? Why he says that, what he's doing is encouraging him. Because again, Elisha is first and foremost a teacher. He's a mentor, okay? He's discipling them. This is what the Lord says. They will all eat and have leftovers. So the prophet then set it before them, and they ate and ate and ate. Does it say that? No, I'm adding that. But they ate and ate and ate, and some was left over according to the word of the Lord. It's how God speaks it into your life. Friends, isn't that just, to me, it is so amazing. We're always striving. We're always trying to figure it out. We're always in these situations that he has put us in. Look it. You're not in a situation right now that you got yourself in. You couldn't even get yourself in that mess unless he allowed you to get in that mess. And you're like, really? Really? Okay? And so God is putting us there, not so he can make fun of us and scold us. No, he's going to show how faithful, yet again, he is. Okay? So you will learn about your Lord, your God, your Savior. He loves you. How important is it that you eat? Very important. Jesus said this, man does not live by bread alone. We think we live by bread alone. We can take that many different ways. I have to have food. I have to have money to pay my bills. I have to have this. I have to have that. Right? I have to. I got to do this. I got to do that. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. What God is saying is, I know you need bread. I know you need the $150 bill paid. I know everything. That's really neat to know someone that knows everything, okay? Look it. But you live by every word that comes out of my mouth. Come to me. I love you. I'll answer you. I will never fail you. That is what God is saying to you today. He understands, okay? Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.